So I'm fucking hyped, bro. I genuinely feel so fucking hyped.
After all of that, that was quite nice.
Yeah. For people that are obviously just tuning in anyway, or just clicking on this episode, we just spent the past...
must be a good hour and a half.
Yeah, hour and a half, 2 hours maybe.
It's mad how time flies when you're
it's so fucking weird how time flies when you're just fucking shooting guns. It was fucking up, but it gets you hype. I feel so before we started filming, like, yeah, my energy weren't there.
No,
it wasn't. I was a bit tired.
Your shoulders were sagging.
Yeah, shoulders weren't right.
Your eyes weren't that bright.
Yeah, my head was wobbling.
Even the donkey
milk
wasn't energizing you.
No. That donkey jizz did not help this time. But after an hour and a half of shooting, I'm fucking hype.
So I might have been during one of the episodes that we filmed, but you'd just come back from Waitrose or something like that. And
Morrison's, bro.
Morrison's, yeah.
Whoa. Don't put me up there.
Apologies.
Yeah. I'm not that guy. Yet. Yeah. Waitrose, you've got to be a certain age level.
Yeah, definitely.
You've got to be like,
you've got to be a proper 40 adult.
40 plus.
Maybe have some kids.
Yeah. That's where you're at, Waitrose, because they deserve that good shit.
It's true.
Yeah.
But then you showed up with a load of shopping.
Yeah.
And then you also showed up with this glorious tactical motherfucking looking BB gun.
Yeah, fantastic.
What is it called? Like an air pistol?
Yes.
Fucking amazing, though.
It's such a good purchase.
It's an investment. It's an investment for the future.
It's such a... And you know what I was also thinking? Is like, when we was talking about buying stupid shit back then, I can't remember if the gun was purchased when we was actually talking about buying stupid shit. Because you were talking about, remember the conversation?
We said like, oh, buying and handbags. Yeah. And then I'll be like, oh yeah, but
imagine if a thief walked in.
Yeah,
I'm shooting them straight. I genuinely am.
It looks real as well. If they can see it, they'll be running. And if they don't run, then that's going to do some serious damage. Because
if they don't run, I think I'll be a bit worried.
Because we
why are they not scared?
We just shattered glass. We shot holes in my barbecue.
Those plastic patio chairs are a bit
wrecked. They've got battle scars
missing
now.
A little bit.
Yeah,
the balloons. They got it.
Yeah,
but. If they didn't run, I'd be a bit worried. Why are you not scared? What have you seen?
Yeah, because I feel like, if I was a burglar and anybody even made a noise, I'd be like, I'm out. Because you don't know who it is. I mean, it might be like that guy that you said, where he's like, thank you for this erection.
Oh, and my God.
It's some proper psycho shit.
Yeah. I don't know how... if you're burgling...
Yeah.
You're a dickhead if you're burgling with nothing.
Without a weapon or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, let's flip the script.
But does it not increase the sentence if it's like armed robbery or something?
Well, yeah, but I don't think they're thinking that, are they? They're not before they do the job. They're not like whoa.
I suppose you're in for a penny at that point. You can go all in.
Yeah, they're not going to wait. Leave the guns behind if we get caught.
This could save us 6 years in prison.
Let's think about what we're about to rob.
But to be fair, if I was going to be a robber, though, I'd scout the house. I'd pick a pensioner where I wouldn't need a weapon.
Oh, you're fucking...
Bro, I'm going easy target. pensioners have good tat. They got like, you know, good little bits. They have antiques.
Oh, my God.
They have like jewelry and silverware.
So what? Are you taking a weapon to...
No, I'm going barehanded. Barehanded, bro.
Shit, what? In case, what? Just judo chopper granny?
Yeah.
Would you? If you had to...
if she had good stuff, if I hadn't been caught yet...
If she had good stuff, then it's okay to judo chopper.
I'm putting myself into the mind of a criminal.
I've
just broken into her house, and then I'm trying to... I've got some good stuff.
Let's say criminals are cool for the moment. It's the in thing.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're not condoning it.
No.
It's very bad. Yeah. Do not rob anyone. You're a dickhead. But for this segment, you're a thief. What sort of thief are you going for? What sort of guy are you? What are you wearing?
Cat burglar. Just stylish thief in the night. Who knows? Like, he might rob you. He might just bang you as well.
Just a leather cat woman outfit.
Yeah. Just maybe a curly little mustache. Just like an old classic one. In and out. Maybe, and I'll have a little, I'll have like a little call sign, a little signature.
Oh, what would that
like
be?
A little origami crane or something like that. Just so you know, like, God damn, that sexy bastard is struck again.
He's back again.
God. How does he always find all the jewelry?
Yeah, shit. Okay, yeah, okay. So
what kind of burglar are you going to be?
No, wait. Well,
okay.
Let's go with your scenario and then we'll go with mine.
Okay.
Yeah. So what are you wearing? So cat burglar, sort of, just all black.
I'm going to wear black. I think I'll wear like a turtleneck though. I keep it stylish, black turtleneck. And leather gloves. Because if I get caught, I mean, I want to look good as well.
Well, yeah. Baby Gap age, 8 to 9.
And then maybe I'll wear like, you know, those like samurai, those samurai masks where it's just like just over here, just like a.
Okay.
Yeah, just, like, he's a man of culture as well.
Yeah.
And then black beanie. Nice. But okay. I might have like a little ball on the top just to make it a bit less intimidating.
Oh.
Because, you know, it's like intimidating, funny.
He's got a funny
smart
ball.
Casual. Yeah.
Yeah. When you break into the house, like, the granny or whoever will be like, oh. Ooh, he's robbing me, but he's fashionable.
I'm scared and excited.
How does he look so good?
Why has he got such daddy energy?
Wow. All right. Okay, cool.
Yep.
So you're going for old age pensioners?
Easy money, yeah. Easy money, bruh.
All right. So I'm assuming cat burglar is you don't want to be seen, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have bad hearing, bad eyesight, you know. We have loads of stuff. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Why? Who are you robbing?
I don't know. I don't know.
I reckon you're all like crowbar to the door, guns blazing kind of guy. Just like run in, grab some stuff, run out.
I think maybe a retirement home or something.
Even worse.
No, it's not. You're getting loads of them, bro.
That's a terrible
idea. You're getting loads of them at once.
They have young staff. Have you seen the nurses at retirement homes? Bro, are like big women.
At night, there's only like one or two of them.
Bro, they've got to carry old people to the toilet and stuff. They're dench.
Yeah, but they don't like nurses at caring homes. They don't really care about them,
bro.
They don't really care about them.
It affects the rating of the care home, and that's their business.
Yeah, but they don't.
They're only going to get like a 3-star review if it's like, oh, they let the burglar knock me out and steal my stuff.
So you're hoping that the nurse is going to be like, oh my God, if I get this cat burglar, the rating,
she'll
the Google like, reviews of
like,
this place is going to go up.
Yeah, the nurse's version of a Medal of Honor, and she'll, I don't know, 5 stars. The security.
I mean, if we're honest about it,
yeah,
I generally don't think that a fucking nurse, in a caring home, when they're about to, you know, they've got a gun in their face. That.
So you're going armed? You're going into a retirement home with a gun?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, bro.
That is really bad.
Yeah. And you know what? Yeah, I'll just do shit to annoy people as well. I'll make it savage, bro.
You're a terrible criminal.
I'll take their walking sticks, put a little bit further away.
Okay.
Take their, you know, their little Zimmer frames.
Yep.
Just
make them a little bit like lopsided.
Put it upside down.
Ooh.
Yeah. Walking sticks, cut it in half.
Nice.
What are they going to do?
What are they going to do?
Yeah, they're just going to get lower and lower.
Okay.
Be savage. Oh, you know what I'll actually do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a multiple burglary on the same place. Yeah, multiple times. I'm not even going to let them know. And what I'm going to do is every single walking stick in that place, I'm going to hit it twice a month and just take an inch off the walk. Every single walking stick in that place for 3 months. So they're just going to gradually get a worse back. Because it's just going to slowly get lower to the floor.
Yeah.
Then if they get in my way, well, I'll just push them over.
I don't agree with any of this. Like, this is really bad business model. And I feel like you're going to get caught really quickly.
No one will know, bruh.
What do you mean no one will know? How will no one? What, you're just going to sneak in and just like prank them?
Yeah.
You're not even going to steal nothing.
Just prank them straight for... No, this is it's a timed job.
Okay,
bro.
It's a long game.
So yeah, I'm in it for the long run.
Shit.
And then, you know, like, then I'll be able to, like find out who has good shit.
Yeah.
Be like, you know, like, I don't know, what's an old, like Rosemary and Wilfred over there has the...
Esther.
Yeah, Esther. They have the Peng stuff.
Fucking Esther,
yeah. Would, like, what happens, you break into this home, yeah?
All right.
And the granny's a bit of a... Gilf.
Bit of a painting.
Well,
I think at that point I'd...
And she's down. She's game. She's like, I'm dying, fashionable young man.
Give it to me one more time.
Yeah. And you could have it, everything in this house.
You got to go for it. Actually, no, that's DNA evidence. That's just what she's trying to get out of you. I don't know. It's tricky. I mean, what are we talking, like Elizabeth Hurley sort of looking?
I don't know who Elizabeth Hurley is. I know she's like some sort of cream person, isn't it?
Maybe.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Have cream.
No, do you mean Elizabeth Hurley? That sounds familiar.
Yeah, she was the one in Spy Who Shagged Me. Austin Powers.
Is that Elizabeth Hurley?
Yeah, she's white, brunette.
Yeah.
English lady. She had the tits that would shoot guns.
Yeah. That one, yeah. Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was that Elizabeth? Okay.
Elizabeth
all right.
Hurley, yeah. She's fine. I mean, if it was her, sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right, okay.
If it was on her level, sure. But
what was it like a Mary Berry?
I don't know. Mary Berry. No, too sweet.
But yeah, but
too sweet, too innocent. Right,
yeah, but it's Mary Berry. She's going to have hella cake in there. Both ways. She's going to have loads of cake in there.
Yeah.
And she's going to have loads of like money and shit around.
I don't know. My mind says no.
So you might be fed and rewarded with a lot of jewels at the end of it.
My mind just says no.
Well, you won't smash Mary Berry. No. What if she says, oh, let me just blow you?
No, I just don't know. I just don't want to get blown by Mary Berry. What can I say?
Really?
It's just not me, no. But you know what? Speaking about beating up pensioners and whatnot.
I did it the other day. stepped on my fresh crepes, bruv.
So the other day, I was bombarding you with messages.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I was...
This was so...
It must have been really annoying. I understand
no,
what...
No. It wasn't... I felt like you thought it was annoying, but it wasn't annoying at all.
Because I was on a massive dopamine high. Like,
yeah,
I was,
you it, really was.
It was the most overstimulated I've been in... I don't know how I felt like a little kid. So it was one of my work colleagues' birthdays.
Okay, yeah.
So we went for some drinks.
When was this? On Tuesday?
It was on a Wednesday.
Okay.
It was on a Wednesday.
That's a lot of energy for a Wednesday, bro.
It was unsuspecting, yeah. I did not think I was going to have a Wednesday like that.
Yeah, isn't it? What the hell?
And then, so we went for some drinks, had a bit of food there, got bevved. And then we were at a good level.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, there's this new bar that's opened in Camden in the stables. It's like, do you know where Camino was? That old like Latin bar where they used to do the salsa?
Yeah.
That has now been converted
into
a Coyote Ugly bar.
No way.
I shit you not. And it is. And, bruh. you should have seen the messages I was sending him. I was like, this is the best place ever. Oh my God. There's these videos of me just there, just like. for anyone that doesn't know what Coyote Ugly is, it's this old like 90s, 80s, I don't know when film.
Yeah.
Where like, you know, random hot girl goes to the big city and she joins this bar and she can make loads of money there because the girls dance on the tables and they get loads of tips.
Yeah.
And it's not like a stripper thing. It's just like a good 90s vibe, you know, people dancing on the tables, just happy, singing, just real happy.
Yeah.
So when we went down there, there's two girls up there already. Amazing dancers, and they're fully going at it, and they're
what
and,
like cowboy dancing,
yeah.
No way, so
the bar is like one long walkway,
yeah,
and then they've got the railings on the bar, and then there's girls behind the bar serving drinks as well. So there's people sat at the bar, there's girls dancing like
doing all their thing,
and then they and then there's like music playing, the girls are singing as well. Like one girl, absolutely amazing singer.
What?
So then I walked in there, I was like, oh my goodness gracious me. and the girls, they
were
all
busy.
It wasn't too busy because it was a Wednesday and like 8 o'clock. But as the night got on, it got a little bit busier, and I've seen some stories on like a Saturday night and it looks rammed.
Oh.
But like, it was fucking amazing.
Did they do that whole thing? Oh my God, he's asked for water.
Didn't see that.
That would have been sick.
But I mean, it was great. Drinks came quick. The girls were really good dancers. All of them were dressed up in different ways. So it's like one had a bandana on, one was like a bit grunge.
Oh, these workers?
The girls working there.
Oh, and they're just there for a good time.
And they're just there for a good time. But then there's like one with spikes and grunge. So it was a bit like different characters. There was something for everyone.
Oh, flavors for everyone. I like that.
Honestly, our waitress as well, she came up to us and she was like, I'm a bit nervous. It's my first day. And we were like, don't worry. I'm just going to have this beer. I'm just going to have this nice, easy order and no cocktails. And she was like, thanks.
Oh, okay.
And then like 10 minutes later, she gets up onto the stage and the fucking dancing she was doing, I was like, you are not nervous. She was honestly owning it. It was crazy. The way she was, it was literally like some strong woman stuff. But if you're thinking this sounds like a strip club, it's not. It's like, have you ever been to a burlesque show?
Yeah.
It's got the same sort of energy as that where...
Yeah, but burlesque gets a bit...
Yeah,
raunchy.
A little bit raunchy, but this just felt like, you know,
just good vibes.
Just good vibes dancing.
Oh, okay.
And then and at one point they all came up and they did a set number, and there was like four of them up there, and they were all in sync, and it was just so good.
Oh,
it was so good, and I was literally just there like, oh my god,
you can see you still got the energy, bruh.
People were trying to speak to me, and I was just like, don't even speak to me. And then I had to like go away for a little bit and just breathe.
Did you fall in love with anyone?
There was two very attractive girls there.
But I feel like sometimes it's not even about the looks.
It's the vibe. It's the attitude. One of them was dressed with like a bandana and glasses, and she had like some wrist things going on. And yeah, I was like, that's a vibe. And one of them was just very good looking. Yeah, I mean, it was so much fun.
Would you have had the opportunity to get up there and dance with them as well?
Anybody can go up on the stage.
Oh, bruh. Did you get up?
I didn't go up. No way am I. But also, I don't want to ruin it.
You might have elevated them. You might have taught them some of those moves you got, bro.
I was out there with my notepad just like, that was a very good move. Yeah. But they were doing like the splits. They were singing.
Oh,
they were like,
shit.
It was like energy.
What sort of music were you going for?
Just like all the classics, like old school nostalgia stuff. Just like a bit of like pop rock kind of stuff, you know, just good, nice. good vibes.
So what is it? Is it like a pre-drink up place, or is it you could be there?
No, I think they have this thing called Thirsty Thursdays, which look quite lit. I think a Saturday night would be mad.
Yeah.
It looked packed.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I mean, this one woman, there was a lot, an even mix of guys and girls as well. Like the girls were actually enjoying it. Well, I think the guys were just sort of in silence and and they're just like, this is nice. This is so nice. And the girls, they were just like, yeah, this is great. And they're like, I think they were feeding off the other girls' energy.
Oh, sick.
And so this one woman came up on stage, like a bit older. It was her birthday. I think she was like 50s to 60s.
Okay, yeah.
And she was just doing her thing. And
they could still have a good time.
They can still have a good time. Yeah. But she did stack it off the stage.
Oh!
Yeah, luckily, she fell right into two people who were at the bar.
Oh, shit.
But if she'd fallen anywhere else... would have been a different
story. God, bro, that sounds like a dangerous place for me, because after a few drinks, bro, I'll be up there trying to dance with everyone,
and the dopamine is up as well.
Honestly,
the messages that I was sending him, it was just like, this is so good, I can't believe it, this is gonna be game changing. But it was just nice that we can have it in like this world where, you know, everyone's like, oh, objectify women, feminism and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's just good vibes.
It
didn't feel, although I was like watching girls dancing on a bar, it didn't feel like objectifying them.
Towards
the end of the evening, it was like a couple of older guys walked in. There were these two granddads in there.
Oh, okay.
And they were literally just like filming the girls, and then they just go like, and they were just filming everyone.
Oh, right.
Just like the people, people that we were with.
Just feeding off the energy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were just being dirty little cunts. And then there was one guy that was literally there on his own, and he was just going like, and then you film for a bit, and he just completely sat on his own having a drink, watching girls and the thing. And that's when it started moving away from
Burlet. But is that bad, though?
Yeah, it's fucking pervy.
No, but bro, a lot of people just go to a bar like and just chill there and drink.
I don't know. Personally, I thought it was very seedy. It's just like, the guy had a ring on as well. Just like, go home to your wife, man. And then the two granddads had no business being in there.
Whoa. I'm not sure if I'm with you on that, bro.
Okay.
What sort of crowd was there females with you? Or was there, was you in a mixed crowd?
Mixed crowd.
Okay.
And within the bar, there was a mix of all demographics and all ages.
If me and you went there, we'd look as creepy.
No, but if it's like two guys there, because we'd be dancing and stuff as well.
Yeah.
We'd be getting in the vibes.
Yeah, but they might have, the hips might hurt them and that.
Bruh? What are you talking about? The old people.
Yeah.
Shamelessly like filming. So, of my group, they were filming my girls as well.
Oh.
And then, I didn't know this.
That's a bit.
I didn't, and they were doing it in a way that they were literally just like, oh, I'm looking over here. And then they'd just be like, filming you blatantly.
Oh.
And then the camera came around and I was like, fuck you.
Oh, right.
And then I didn't.
That's a bit weird.
Yeah. It sort of brought the vibes down, because then it started feeling a bit like.
Dirty.
I don't know, it's dirty cunts in it.
Yeah.
And then I didn't find this out until after, but apparently one of the older guys tried to upskirt one of the people that I was with.
Oh, shit.
And then they like moved me to go to the old guy, and I went like, no.
But mister.
But I thought it was just because he was filming my mate. I didn't know that he tried to upskirt her.
Okay.
So he had the camera there, and I went, no. And then, but I'm glad that I didn't actually know that he had tried to upskirt.
Yeah,
her.
Well, yeah,
because because I think I would have actually.
That's a problem.
I would have killed a pensioner.
Yeah.
And then I was instant when they told me, I was like, "What the fuck? Why did you not tell me?" And they were like, "We did tell you, but you were massively overstimulated. and you were just like, no. then,
so you must have looked like a proper little go-go dancer, bro.
Honestly, I would love to see the CCTV of my face, because for the first 30 minutes, I was just like, I've never had it where my jaw has actually been open involuntarily. It was like the fucking, you know, cartoon
it
where
also
Jessica
like,
Rabbit comes on. I'm just like, oh,
just ding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it also sounds like they should have some sort of...
age limit.
Maybe not age limit, just like maybe a mobile phone rule.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair that you're going to film it because it is like a show, but I think...
Did you have to pay to get in or anything?
No, just, I mean, it was all reasonably priced. All came really quick. But yeah, it was just a few dirty old cunts. But apart from that, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I guess you're going to get that.
Yeah. And I'm not talking like, oh, if I'd seen that old man upskirting her, I would have killed him. Because he's a pensioner, and I could have. Right? That's not just me acting tough. I could have snapped that old chicken neck.
Yeah. But, easy. Baby finger.
Yeah, just literally. Literally. I mean, cunts.
But
cunts.
Yeah, to be fair, you probably get that everywhere.
You do,
no,
but
not
I just
there. They're probably everywhere, but you just
but they were like old white granddad, like innocent looking granddad dudes, and then they're trying to upskirt somebody in my group, and then they're also weird. Because the girls there, they were like probably 25.
Not in a horrible way to your friends,
right?
But I'm sure they're lovely. But why would they upskirt your friends? Wouldn't you just like you got the perfect opportunity to like record these girls dancing on stage?
Because you're a dirty old cunt, man.
But you could zoom into them and you could do what you want to them.
Without any
problems. Or maybe your friends were just such painting. It might have been that.
Bro, I don't know why they do these things.
Premium poontang.
It's fucking disgusting though. Just like
it is, that is rough. Yeah.
He's like, you're someone's granddad.
Maybe.
I mean, he's probably got grandchildren their age.
That age, yeah.
That's fucked. That's absolutely fucked.
Yeah,
that is.
I mean,
I think I know I probably would have gone straight to violence, but you should always wait, grab the phone, keep the evidence, because he's got loads of evidence on that phone. Because I was thinking I would like grab it, put it in a beer and shake it all around, and now your phone's fucked.
Yeah. How old was we talking though?
What, the guys?
Yeah.
Literally like 70, 80.
Dang. That's
I'm surprised
old,
they even
bro.
Walked from the entrance to the bar. They were old.
Fuck.
Old cunt.
How do they know how to use a phone?
Do you know what? They were filming and I could see he had his finger like over the top of the phone. Right, So the top half of it was just his finger.
Oh, shit. He would have been upset with
exactly.
that.
That's how old he was. He couldn't even fucking figure out how to take his finger off the camera.
Yeah. I mean, I don't...
Yeah, piss me off. Piss me
to
off.
To be fair, it probably wouldn't have been a fight. It would have been a little bit of a push and then you would have been like...
I don't know.
It would have been a push. He's not going to fight back at 78 years old.
Oh, no. Yeah, fully.
He would have crumbled over.
I don't know what I would have done, but... And I'm glad... That's why I'm glad I didn't know, because I wouldn't want to find out what I'd do to some like a little old man. Because also, he's probably frail as fuck. If I pushed him off the chair, he might have broken a bone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then it's like, although he did upskirt your friend, you
is
broke
that,
his
I,
back.
I wonder if that's... Is that allowed?
I think it would be assault.
What? No, but... Yeah.
Because unless he's physically come at me and I fear for my life, unless you fear for your life, if anyone ever attacks you and then you go like, oh, he came at me, so I fucking knocked him out, that's assault. If he came at you and you feared for your life and then you fucking knocked him out, that's self-defense. You always have to fear for your life. That is legit. You can,
okay.
I don't know if you can look it up or whatever. If you ever know a policeman, ask him that, but that is legit. That's something very good to know.
Well, so say that again. So if someone if someone attacks you, you're allowed to.
No, but it's how you respond afterwards. So if I come at you and then you knock me out, or you hit me back,
yeah,
and the police come over and they're like, "What happened?" And then you go like, "Oh, this guy started getting aggressive and swinging, so I fucking banged him up."
Yeah,
that's assault. But if that happens again, you knock me out, and the police come over and you say, "What happened?" And you go, this guy started swinging. I feared for my life.
Oh,
that's
right.
Self-defense.
Unless
you fear for your life.
Yeah.
Then it's assault.
Okay. Self-defense.
Self-defense.
Oh, right.
And it's all about self-defense, people.
So you have to say I feared for my life.
Yeah. So I would have to say that old man said he had a big machete and he was going to chef me up with it.
Yeah.
And then I banged him out.
Because I feared for my life.
Because I feared for my life.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
He said he was a voodoo man and he was going to, you know, make a doll out of me.
Yeah, but
later.
Doesn't he have to attack you in some sort of way? Or can you just
say... Yeah, I mean, I don't know the technicalities of it. I could have said, okay. He whispered to me that he's going to stab me or whatever. So I fucking elbowed him up the face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. How far would you go with a 70-year-old man?
Well, I mean, how far would I go with a rational mind right now? I probably would... Yeah. Not go very far because I remember all that assault stuff. But if he's upskirted one of your friends,
yeah,
it's very hard to say what you're going to do when you just like see that, like, you can't.
Yeah. I mean, it's rough. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you never know what you're going to do in the spur of the moment. I know I'm probably going to do something that I'll massively regret.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. Yeah. So. I mean, yeah, 70-year-old man, I think I would probably push them first and then see. I don't think push is assault.
Yeah.
It's push assault.
Yeah. Literally, bro, if I go like that, that's assault. Everything's assault these days. Yeah, it's fucking annoying.
I reckon when
I'm prime minister, I'm going to make open-handed slaps legal.
But I don't think...
How much damage can you do with an open-handed slap?
But I don't think you're going to get in much trouble for a push.
But it's assault.
Yeah, but I'll see how he retaliates. But like, yo, bro, allow it. Like a little.
No, but literally, even just like grabbing his shirt is pretty much assault. You really can't do anything.
Just rear naked chokehold him.
Yeah,
if you're gonna do it, you might as well just fucking do it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna go fully in. Yeah, palm strike up the nose.
Yeah, up the nose, straight into the brain. Nose bone straight into the brain. Yeah. He fizzles to death while he's choking on his blood. Fist in his mouth. Yeah. And then gag on it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then jeweler chopped to the neck. A lot of that going on.
I was thinking maybe like...
And then just, don't upskirt my friends!
Maybe like go round behind, grab both of his arms, knee into the back and just rip both his arms off.
Oh, and...
And then like...
Beat him with his arms.
Fatality explosion.
Fatality, break. Nice. And then, yeah, wait for the slow motion moment.
Yeah.
And then get him. Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, watch out for that, ladies. People still upskirting in 2022. Fucking shocking.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I mean, they're old school. They're keeping it retro.
Do you know what?
No one does that anymore.
No. it's really not a thing.
It's an old school type of thing.
Yeah.
Another thing that really pissed me off today is that I know we've spoken about this before, but it fucking got me again. Fucking kids in shops, bro.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know you just explained to me what assault is, yeah? But these kids were freaking savage. I was close to. I just wanted to put. Just push him into the fucking shelf.
What were they doing?
This I swear to you, no word of a lie. This little I'll say Caucasian. Okay. This little Caucasian kid, yeah.
Yeah.
Running around the shop.
Yeah.
Just how old? Must have been maybe 5, 6.
Okay.
Something like that. So he's a kid, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's running around the shop.
Yeah.
Don't know who's his parent because there was no parents around. He's literally just fucking running like a fucking S shape. He then went to all the drinks, shook all the fizzy drinks, and was just putting it back. He was there for about 10 minutes, just shaking all the like fizzy drinks, shaking it, putting it back, shaking it, putting it back. He did it to everything, cans. But it's like this kid's a fucking savage,
little white bastard.
he's a fucking animal. That's
fucking hell.
He's like, I do not want peace.
I want problems. Yeah. Always.
Exactly. That's that kid.
Shit.
Who does that?
That is actually very psychotic behavior.
Who? No, no.
Where's the parent? Did you find the parent?
No. I was close to. Like, I saw this.
I reckon you could scruff of the neck it.
Bruh? Oh, and just picked him up and just. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, just being like, whose little cunt is this?
I was thirsty. But then I started thinking, like, oh, I'm too fucking scared to get a drink now.
Would it have been assault if you'd, like, put one of the drinks down the back of his shirt and then opened it up? Who knows? Policeman, comment down below.
Yeah, policeman, comment down below. But yeah, I mean, that yeah, would no, be
I
good.
Mean that sort of thing. When I'm prime minister, I'm going to make it legal for you to just, you know,
just a little one, just a little one.
Yeah,
like I mean, open-handed I was tempted. Slap, bro, I was you. Next to some hot dog tins. I saw the hot dog tins.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to fucking clap this kid.
Yeah.
He's fucking me off. No one is safe to buy fizzy drinks at this moment in time.
No, he's probably fucked up about 50 people's lives.
Yeah. There's a lot of fucking wet people out there right now. Because they would have bought it, and it's just fucking carnage.
So annoying.
And so annoying. And even though he was just one single lone warrior.
Yeah.
Which was bad. But then there was this Asian family.
Oh God.
And oh my God.
Not Asian.
Not just Asians are the worst, but they were the fucking worst.
That was a joke.
Yeah, but they were the worst. They just had no care. Zero care. They took up the whole... I couldn't even get down the aisle because they just put both their pushchairs in front of the aisle, and then even this other Caucasian lady even said, you don't own this store, you fucking idiot. And like, even they were still fucking blasé. This is, what the fuck are you doing? It's like, what are you doing with it? How was you raised? Where was you raised? It's all these
badly and somewhere bad.
Pampered princesses.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, well, everyone's the main character these days, aren't
they? Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I'm with you. To be fair, I didn't think this episode was going to go this way, but
no,
yeah.
Never did I.
Bring back some sort of capital punishment or something.
Capital punishment, yeah.
Bring back the ruler.
I heard that they actually are bringing back the ruler in one state in America, I think.
My God.
It's like Missouri or something.
Oh,
like
my
that.
God. That would be fucking
apparently amazing.
Apparently,
the parents are actually the ones that requested it.
Yes, bro, 100%, bro. I would clap so many kids, though.
I don't think it's going to work, though, now.
No, but if it's law.
Because imagine, like, in your establishment, where you work in education, your students would start fucking hitting people back.
They need it.
No, but they would start hitting the teachers back.
Yeah, you just beat them more, innit?
Yeah, but what if you lose that fight? And then then
your respect is
gone. Exactly. It's like you either have to leave or you have to expel the entire class because everyone's just seeing you get beaten up.
Yeah, shit.
You can't let any of that class survive. They all got to go. There can't be any witnesses. You just got to gather up all the security guards you can. Everyone grab your bags. You don't go here anymore.
That's true.
I'll give you a grace for this bit. Just you shut up. Don't tell your mates. Don't put it on social media.
Nah. Everyone's going to know about it. You'll have to take them all out.
You are. You're just going to have to fully have to snap neck.
Yeah. I mean, I'll do what I have to do, to be fair. If it's got to be done.
It's reputation.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not only that. Other years will hear about it.
But, no, but
it will never leave.
A teacher has to have one with a little bit of an electric prod on it. Like a little cattle one.
Prod thing, yeah.
Yeah. Just a...
Do you know what they should do?
Because kids can't survive that. Well, I mean, sorry. They can survive it, but you're not gonna lose that battle.
Yeah, I think maybe they should put like shock collars on all the kids as they sign in, and then it's just like oh, Aaron, shut up.
Yeah, just a little.
No, but I fully agree. I think there should be because when they used to give me detention, they were just like, oh, you have to stay after school. It's like, oh my God, I have to stay after school and do my homework.
Yeah.
I was going to do that anyway. Might as well do it while I'm at school, while all my friends are also in detention.
Yeah.
It's just like a big fucking deal. I did not used to care. I used to be in detention every single day.
Dang, bro.
Because I used to love talking in class. And then there'd be like one morning, I'll be like, okay, yeah. And then my ADHD will kick in again in like 8 minutes. And I'll be like, la, la, la. And they'd be like, that's number two, one more and you're gone. And I was like, just give it to me now because we both know I'm going there.
Yeah. You know it's going to happen. There's no point wasting both of our times.
Yeah. Do you want to write me two? Let's do three. Get me in for the week.
Yeah, but see, look, I don't even think, is detention a thing still?
I don't know. I don't hear about it.
Hear about? How many fucking high school people
do
you know?
How many kids do I know? How many teachers do I know? Not many, but...
I still bring back some sort of shock therapy.
What was the worst punishment you had in your school?
Worst punishment? But there's no worst punishment, is there? There's just
so in my school they had detention.
Yeah.
Then they had weekend detention on Saturdays.
What?
And then they had something called referral, which was when it's literally like the worst of the worst. All day detention.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like, if he keeps on going on and he keeps on ending up in here, you're going to get suspended.
Damn.
And then I got into that one time as well because there was this Italian teacher and she just used to piss me off. She had this really annoying accent. It was proper like, when is your domi your day?
Oh.
And
why is she asking you that?
No. But like she me and her never used to like get along. And then she obviously hated me as well. So she pissed me off so much that I stood up to leave the class because I was just like, I'm just going to walk
out. I'm done.
I was just like, I am done with you. I'm walking away from this situation because...
Did the finger come out?
Yeah.
No.
She was giving me this and I was just like, no. I went to leave the class and she stood in front of me.
Oh.
And then I hate it when people stand in front of me as well. And I was fuming. And I was just, I was looking at her and she was like, go sit back down. And I went... All right. And then I span around. And then as she stepped out the way, I just kept on spinning and like did a full 360, walked out the door. And she was like, you're going to referral. And I was like, I fucking see you there. And then,
dang, bro.
Yeah. I was so pissed off.
What happened? You said, you're a bit of a pussy old now.
I don't know.
It was
after referral.
Damn. Changed you.
But like, it's just this one very small room. And it's all like the worst people in the school because you know who all they all are.
It was just absolute
chaos. And then this one like sergeant type teacher just like, shut the fuck up, sit down, get off your phone. And I was just sat there just like, I do not belong here.
Yeah, I never got to that sort of stage.
And then there was one more called isolation where you are just in a room on your own for the entire day. And they give you work to do and you're not allowed to make a noise.
I remember that. I was on isolation once or twice. That's bad. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, I had to be with the head of year.
Yeah.
And I had to just like,
You just like write lines.
Write lines, yeah. It was me and one other guy, but it was a bit of a blur. But I remember what it was for because it was a savage moment. I don't know why I did it. It was quite ratty and just a bit unnecessary, you know?
Right.
But there was this kid, he was mouthing off a year below. Youngins don't pipe up.
Respect.
Yeah. So I ran him down and he was a bit on the chubby side, so he couldn't get away.
Cool.
So got him, took his shoes off him, threw his shoes in the bin and then put orange juice in them and then turned him upside down and put him in the bin. And then I got in trouble for it. And I was in isolation for a little
while. That's very worthy of isolation.
Yeah. Well,
that's some proper like American bully sort of stuff. Yeah, I know. Really, really
I don't know why I did.
Honestly,
it.
If you'd given him a swirly, that's the only way it could have been worse.
There was some weird shit that. Did you ever have that Tippex phase?
What, were you like sniff it?
No. You'd put it on people's hands and then you'd light it on fire.
No, that sounds fun though.
No, it was not. Well,
is it like proper like, chemical burns?
Yeah, oh, yeah. So we'd do that to people as well. Anyway, I don't think we should get into this.
No. Yeah. Just quickly though, we went through a deodorant phase. You know, we spray deodorant on someone for a while.
That was fucking horrible.
If you don't like anyone, if you just hold a deodorant can against their skin really close for about 5 seconds, and then it will just like all of a sudden just go like ice, and then it just leaves a really bad burn.
Yeah, I thought he was going with the
top tip,
the aerosol can and the lighter.
Oh no, that was
savage.
That's a classic. Yeah, don't need to tell anybody.
I remember when some guy who went to my school but also lived on the estate was chasing me down with the lighter and an aerosol can. Shit, I was fucking running for my life. It was fucking.
I've seen one of those explode doing that.
Is it? Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. Anyway, guys, let us know what you what sort of punishment you'd do, because I'm really down for
open-handed slaps. We're gonna start a petition.
No, I'm open-handed slaps. I'm down for some sort of cattle electricity thing.
Yeah, some sort of weapon.
Yeah, some sort of weapon.
Yeah.
But guys, see you next week, guys. Peace.
Peace.